Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
And for a lot of us, especially here in the Northeast, the river of time is carrying warm weather around the bend. There will be frost on the pumpkin by Monday. But before that, let's take one more trip downriver. David Summerstein from Here and Now contributor North Country Public Radio takes us out on the St. Lawrence River with an angler who wanted a boat and a craftsman who built it.
We meet at Brandy Brook Boat Launch, not far from the St. Lawrence. Bill Smithers, expert woodworker, and Scott Miller, slightly obsessed fisherman, already have two skiff-like boats bobbing in the water. Scott squints into the early sun to the cattails lining the brook.
It is a beautiful and still morning. When we get out to the river, it'll be a little breezier. But right now, we're in a protected area that is quite nice to motor about, or in our case, row about. I'm going to have a row today.
I climb into Bill's boat. It's symmetrical, bow to stern, so you can row in either direction, what's called a double ender.
In other words, if you cut it in half here, that half is exactly the same as this half, in theory anyway.
Bill Smithers is a celebrated North Country furniture maker. He started building boats when he became the resident boat builder at the Antique Boat Museum upriver in Clayton, New York, in the late 1980s.
Kind of learned as I went along. Like anything else, yeah.
An osprey floats overhead as Brandy Brook opens to the wide St. Lawrence. Out here in the middle of the channel, you look upriver or downriver, and you see blue sky touch blue water, like it goes on forever. We pull up on Murphy Island, just a scraggly mess of box elders and some black walnuts shading the thicket of high grasses. It smells mucky and earthy. Scott Miller's boat is identical to Bill's, except it's painted hunter green with the wooden trim stained instead of painted. The black cherry and curly maple glow in the sun. Scott commissioned Bill to build him a very specific boat.
I wanted a fishing vessel that I could take on both large and small waters, and two people can stand and cast.
At the same time.
At the same time.
Scott wanted a modified McGinnis bateau. Bateaus are long, flat-bottomed boats designed to carry heavy cargoes on rivers and lakes. This would be a small version that Scott could lift and put in his truck's flatbed by himself.
This is a magnificent boat for solo fishing. Mm-hmm. I sit in the center thwart, and I have access to the anchor. I can drop it or pull it up and move on. And I don't even have to put down my beer when I do that.
Scott visited Bill's workshop a lot as Bill worked. Scott taught Bill how to grow garlic. They went fishing a couple times.
Wasn't it grass like we went once?
We were in. We went out at Rensselaer Falls on the Oswegatchie, well, but that was in my swamp Scott.
I asked Scott what he likes best about his boat.
I would like to say that it's made of natural materials. It's locally sourced. I'm supporting a local economy, a local builder, and I would like to use all of those nice phrases and buzzwords, which are all very true, but the truth is, it's just a thing of beauty.
Bill just nods his assent and smiles. Scott and Bill's is a friendship born over these two bateaux, a deep appreciation of the graceful curve of the gunwales and the craftsmanship that made them. For Here and Now, I'm David Summerstein.
And you're listening to Here and Now.